Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, May 27th. Sharing the table with us in the cafe this morning, Commerce Mayor, His Honor Dr. John Bilotti. Birthdays, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is 91 today. He recently appeared on PBS with Charlie Rose and says he always tried to prevent the president from talking directly with the leader of another country in a crisis.
To become president of any country, you must have a highly developed ego. When you put two egos into confrontation with each other,
yes,
and if there's no agreement, to whom can you appeal?
Wild Bill Hickok. It's fun to say the name. Born this day in 1837 from the History Channel.
He died with aces and eights. But Wild Bill Hickok is remembered for much more than the dead man's hand. He said he killed no less than 100 men, and his reputation as a lawman would frighten even the most fearless of desperados.
He was probably not only one of the fastest, but one of the most deadly accurate handgun shooters who have ever lived.
This day in history, in 1937, San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge opens.
The proposed bridge was this one, impressive in its simplicity, modern in its concept. The center span from tower to tower would be 4,200 feet long, the longest ever attempted in that time.
On this day in 1997, an F5 tornado devastates the central Texas town of Jarrell, killing 30 people. Number one on the charts this day in 1945, 9 weeks at the top of the charts, Les Brown and his band Renown, with Doris Day as the lead vocalist and Sentimental Journey.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna say my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
On the KETR events calendar, Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. in Bonham, Music in the Garden, a tribute to Charlie Christian. The Creative Arts Center presents an evening of jazz in tribute to Bonham native Charlie Christian. Among the entertainers are Jim Touts and Phil Christino. The Bonham Creative Arts Center is located at 200 West 5th Street. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from birthday boy Henry Kissinger. Lots to choose from. How's this? 90% of the politicians give the other 10% a bad reputation. Think about it. Our guest at the cafe this morning is His Honor, the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Great. And now the city has worked out a deal with the university whereby local people, kids and others, will be able to swim at the Morris Rec Center pool over the summer. We talked about that last time. What's new with that, John?
Well, this has been going on for actually a couple of years or more when the city pool became unusable about 3 years ago. And we've been trying to find some kind of opportunity for our local residents to have a pool to swim in. And we were able to contact the university and work out a deal with them. Jerome Osborne is the associate director of the Morris Rec Center. And according to what we've been able to work out, if you are a resident of Commerce, now this has been asked a number of times, adults and children. If you're a resident of Commerce, you can get in for half price. The adult price is $7. The child price is $3. With a ID that says that you live in Commerce, you present that once, and then for the rest of the season, you'll get 50% off. So it would be $3.50 for adults and $1.50 for children. This is a day pass. If you go in the morning, you can go into the rec center and use the rec center. You can go in and swim, go home for lunch, come back, use the center, swim, go home for supper, come back, swim. So it's an all-day pass.
So an adult getting in would be able to use other facilities in the rec center, not just the pool.
Yes, that's how it's presented to me.
Yeah, that's a very nice deal. And the ID, you say, now they have to get a special ID from the city, or can they just show like a driver's license that says your address is in Commerce?
Yes, or a water bill. And if you're the parent of the child that may not have an ID, something that designates them as the fact that you live in Commerce. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get a little ID card from the Morris Rec Center. And that's all you have to bring each time. Come in and show your card. And then they will keep tabs, and the city will pick up the tab at the end of summer. This begins on June 15th.
Pick up the tab being paying for the half fee that is waived.
The half price that's not paid by the individual.
Right. Yeah, and you say it begins June 15th.
June 15th. Now, there are season passes. It's $75 for a child and $150 for an adult. This is for almost 4 months of swimming.
Hmm. So it would go on past September 1st then?
Just about the time school starting. Our school starts there at the end of August, and it works through the summer months, and then about the time school starts.
What is the situation with the city pool that has not been used for a couple of years? Is it just simply beyond repair?
That's what we found out about 2 years ago. Mark Clayton, our city manager, hired an engineering firm to come up here from Dallas and look at it. And the results were that it was not repairable and certainly not usable. And another problem that we had with it was that the machinery that ran the filter was so old that we couldn't get parts to replace the filter. We'd have mm-hmm. to have them made special or buy a new filtering system.
What's the specific problem that is...
Cracks.
Cracks in the
yes.
pool itself.
Leakage.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's expensive operating a pool under the best of circumstances, as anybody who's ever had a pool will tell you. And then I see in Greenville recently, they've had trouble hiring lifeguards just to keep the pool open beyond any repair issue or maintenance issue. It's a hard thing to find the lifeguards.
And the city was contributing about $60,000 a year for the maintenance of the pool when it was running.
Mm-hmm. So what ultimately will happen there?
We are working with community leaders to try to find out if we can. Our problem with the city has been the fact that we lost Covidian, and I know people are tired of hearing that, mm-hmm. but that's 20 to 25% of our income. Mm-hmm. And we certainly need to find a way to keep our emergency services operating. I'd hate to say, well, we built a swimming pool, but you won't get an ambulance.
Right. I think most people would make that choice, the ambulance over the swimming pool.
Yes, or fire.
So at some point, obviously, some kind of move will have to be made to demolish that pool, whatever you call it, when you get rid of an old swimming pool.
That, yes. And we have to fill in a big hole.
Yeah.
And once again, we're still, this is an evolving process, and it takes time.
Also, you've had some interest shown from folks in the improvement project at the municipal airport.
Oh, yes. And actually, the city recently received a 90-10 grant from the Texas Department of TxDOT, actually, Aviation is who it is. And the EDC came up with the $230,000 that our 10% matching grant. We recently had an engineering firm come out to inspect it. We are beginning to accept bids for the resurfacing process.
John, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
My pleasure.
The mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.